You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. I love that. The heavens declare the glory of God in the firmament, and I'm going to tell you, the firmament is your perspective of the heavens. And the firmament declares his handiwork. Day into day utter speech, and night into night reveals knowledge. Did you notice that daytime is for talking, and nighttime is for learning?
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer here backstage, behind the stage at Open Door Church. We're in our little studio here, which used to be the ladies' bathroom. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We just love it because there's reverb in here. So we fixed that up. My friends, if you're listening right now to Experiencing Real Life, you need to know that we're also recording a podcast. And we like to air our podcasts on Friday. So happy Friday, everybody. Can we just say happy Friday?
Happy Friday.
Yay for your Friday. And I appreciate all of our radio listeners. I'm hearing from so many of you guys, and you guys are plugging into my Prophetic Tuesdays on live on Facebook. Man, I bless you. But I also need to let you know this, that you can go to troybrewer.com, and you can listen to this podcast and all the other ones that are on there. It's I was going to say it's video on demand, but it's just point, click, and listen on demand, whatever fancy word there is for that. Anyway, guys, I bless you and call you blessed. We're going to be talking about our outreaches today. We're going to be talking about the importance of reaching out. We're going to be talking about the recent hurricanes that have taken place and how it is up to the body of Christ to answer evil with good. You don't answer evil with a lesser evil. You don't answer evil with a different kind of control or something like that. Man, you answer evil with the goodness of God. Guys, the Bible says that it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. And the Bible says, overcome evil with good. So that's what it is that we're doing. And guys, I'm not in this studio all by myself. I'm in here with my very good friends. It's so funny because both of y'all have the last name Oates now. Because part of the great ministries we do is a getting hooked up ministry. That's right. We do that. People just get married in our church,
that's
right on.
Yeah. It's our Cupid ministry.
The Cupid ministry. Guys, I have Lisa and Les Oates are with me. Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Love you guys. Now, guys, y'all know that Les Oates is the pastor that does all of our outreaches. He heads up the Open Door Food Bank, which is a big job. I mean, you guys, I think we've given away over 3 million pounds of food so far just since January.
About a little over 53,000 people.
53,000 hungry people that we have fed right here in North Central Texas. That's crazy cool, man. That's cool.
That's awesome.
And what do? You like draw cars with 50 engines on it?
That's what I do.
That's what you do?
No, I'm with Spark Worldwide.
Okay.
So I work with your wife.
Well, now, guys, my wife and Lisa met each other at the 10-year prison reunion, and they were like, we need to get together and do something. Actually, guys, Leanna Brewer, my beautiful bride, heads up a ministry that's called Spark Worldwide, and Spark is an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. And I want to tell you, she came up with that name. Everybody thinks I came up with it because I'm like the really creative guy, right? She came up with it. And I remember we were on an airplane coming back from Uganda, and she goes, I know what I'm going to call my children's ministry. I'm like, what? She goes, I think I'll call it Spark. Because SPARK stands for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. And I was just sitting there going, oh my gosh, that is a great name, man. Like, wow. She's like, it only takes a spark. Doesn't take very much. And she just kind of floated around the airplane like she does. But you got connected with us and you started doing trips with SPARK. How long ago was that, Lisa?
8 years. I think about 8 years
really,
ago.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, man.
We were out on 1902 and it was the first medical mission trip.
And you, of course, in medical, you are you an RN?
No,
are you an
LVN.
Are you an LVN? So you're an LVN, you're a nurse, and you came and went with us on the first medical mission
To Uganda.
To Uganda. So yes. You actually flew over there with us. Had you ever been to Africa before?
Oh, no.
Had you ever been like as far away as, say, Itasca, Texas or anything?
Yes,
like that?
Yeah, I had ventured out past Itasca.
So you got out there with us and you came to our village that we had built from the ground up. And what did you find whenever you got there? What was that like when you first showed up out there?
It was still primitive.
Yeah.
They were just starting the foundation for the school.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And actually, we held our first mission, our medical mission, under a tarp. And,
wow.
Yeah. Out by a big tree.
And so that was on the
church was still a pole barn.
Yeah, that's right.
That was before it washed it away and was rebuilt.
Oh my gosh. Well, now it's a big thriving community.
Yes.
It's a whole village.
Right.
I mean, and there's tons and tons and tons of structures there now that wasn't there before.
Right.
And anyway, we'll get to talking about that here in just a minute. But I have actually, you and I together, I have watched you assess everybody, spend a whole day doing a medical assessment of a line of people that's hard to describe. And then me and you go into Kampala, Uganda, and go to the pharmacy and buy all of that medicine.
Right.
And I mean, it literally takes all day long
right.
to buy all that medicine and then bring them back and then treat all those people.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's a full day job just buying the medicine. Because they're not fast.
Yeah. Yes, because what ought to take 10 minutes takes about 10 hours
right.
in Uganda, East Africa, and you have to be okay with that.
That's
you
right.
know? Like, excuse me, what are you doing? I'm writing this pill. Okay, you're writing a pill. That's great. And the receipt, just to get a receipt, mm-hmm. is like, oh, my gosh. Well, there's no such thing as an emergency in East
no,
Africa.
Not
and
at
we
all.
Have learned that that's just the culture and that's how it goes. Well, listen, we have less than a minute before our first break. But whenever we get back, we want to tell everybody about what we're doing here locally with the victims of Hurricane Harvey and how that we are uniting together to make a tremendous difference. You just now got back from down there, right?
Right. Leanne and I went to Galveston.
And what did you guys take down there?
Diapers, formula, baby wipes.
Excellent.
You know, toys.
And did
like
you
that.
And did you find a cool church to get hooked up with
we
down there?
We sure did. Okay. We found our tribe.
Okay.
Interesting.
Listen, my friends, whenever we get back from this first break, we're gonna talk to you about number one, how the Lord connects us with people, how we do that ministry, and how we are answering good. You're listening to Experiencing Real Life.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Experiencing Real Life. It's a special podcast edition that you can listen to in its entirety at troybrewer.com. Playing my amazing Breedlove out of Portland, Oregon. Actually Dr. Robin Kwan gave me that guitar. I have 20-some-odd guitars, and that's not near enough. It's just not. It's just terrible. You guys have been in my house, and I have a whole guitar wall of just guitars. Right? And did you guys know I just bought a big old stand-up bass?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, man. You need to see it in there. I mean, it's like, play the bass. I'm in a doom, 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 doom.
Oh,
anyway,
goodness.
Guys, I want to welcome everybody back, call you blessed in Jesus' name. And not only do I have my amazing Breedlove guitar, but we actually even have a guitar chandelier. We're looking up at it right
yes.
now. Leanna took one of my old guitars, and she put a bunch of lamps in it. And Leanna's really creative, isn't she?
She is. She's very creative.
Well, we think that the struggle to be creative is done with when you're done with survival. Survival is the antithesis of creativity. If you're just about, if I can just barely make it, man, you'll never branch out and do fun things like put lamps mm-hmm. inside a guitar. Right,
right.
on?
Exactly.
So God's not called us to be survivors, my friend. He has called us to be overcomers. Before we talk, I want to remind everybody, if you guys go to my Facebook page, P.S. Troy Brewer, which is my public Facebook page, every Tuesday we do a Prophetic Tuesday live, where I do a live Facebook, and there are literally tens of thousands of people that are plugging into that now, which is so cool.
That's awesome.
That, when I preached on the sign of Jonah here just a few weeks ago, man, we've had over 70,000 views. I was just looking at that. 70,000 views. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, you guys go and look at that, and then actually, you can actually share that, and you can let me help you reach your friends and family for King Jesus. So I'm in here and I'm talking to Lisa and Les Oaks, right on. And he's always like, it ain't Oats, it's Oaks.
Okay.
You and I are both from the same neck of the woods, and you know we both have terrible accents. And,
yes.
But nonetheless, you just recently, you and Leanna, you packed everything up and you went down to help respond to the body of Christ and to help the body of Christ be the body of Christ in Galveston, Texas. And first of all, let me just say that the reason why you guys had to go down there was because we did a ladies' retreat. We did a ladies' cruise. Did you go on that?
I was not on the cruise.
You were not invited, were
no.
you? I
no.
wasn't either. I wasn't invited. Les, were you invited?
No.
No, we weren't. I guess all the cool kids had to stay back here and work.
Right.
But Leanna took a big group of women, and they went. And while they were out there in the ocean, Hurricane Harvey came through. And they had to suffer for Jesus and stay an extra week or some crazy thing on a boat out there because they couldn't actually dock it. They ended up docking it in Florida.
Right.
Which is crazy because we're talking about Galveston, Texas people. And then Open Door Church, we just put it upon ourselves to try and figure out how can we fly all these girls home. We just flew them all home. We just got them all home. But nonetheless, there were people's cars down there and all kinds of stuff. Leanna had actually driven my car down there, and I sent my son, Luke Brewer, Luke, go down there and go get my car before that dadgum hurricane hits. And of course he did, and we got it back, and I'm grateful for that. But you guys went down there right on the heels of that, and the whole emphasis of Spark is a little bit different than the emphasis of Open Door, and a little bit different from the emphasis of Troy Brewer Ministries. In that, Troy Brewer Ministries is my main emphasis in the kind of outreach we do is to save girls out of sexual trafficking. That's the biggest passion that I have as far as outreach goes. Open Door Church is actually about building churches and equipping churches all over the world, and we're doing that in amazing ways. But what is the emphasis of Spark?
Serving, protecting, and raising kids. All exactly right. What it stands for.
So,
you know, or what it says.
What are some different ways that we're actually doing that?
Well, not only are we doing things like in Uganda and India and Mexico where we
yes.
actually support kids, feed them, clothe them, put them through school, give them medical care. Then locally, we do an Easter egg hunt with 20,000 Easter eggs and
yes.
games and food. We also do...
Hey, can I please stop you?
Uh-huh.
Whenever we do this Easter egg hunt and there's literally 10,000 kids that show up for the madness of that, we do that to create awareness of, hey, if your kids are having trouble going back to school, let us get your back to school products,
right?
Hey, if your family needs help, let us send you to the Open Door Food Bank.
Right.
It's a way for us to get into the community and to find the kids who actually need help, and then we do help them.
Right.
Right on. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and then in August, we do the back-to-school supplies.
Right.
We do backpacks with school supplies for local kids.
Which is
we
great.
Also do that, again, on the border down in Brownsville.
So and you right, do that at Christmas time as well.
And then we do it at Christmas. Right. We do we do backpacks with new toys at Christmas.
For 3,000 kids.
Yes.
Right. 3,000 kids with the backpacks, but then 200 and about 250 local kids where we do their complete Christmas.
Okay, so when we say their complete Christmas, we're talking about if there's, let's just say there's four kids in the household, okay? I'm talking about their whole Christmas, and it's crazy.
Right.
I mean,
right.
it's crazy. When those kids get up on Sunday morning and see the toys that are there for them, it's crazy. But we also provide the Christmas meal
right.
for the mama.
Right
on. And then, you know what? We don't tell the kids that we're the one that's giving them all
no.
this. We
nope.
just give them all to the mama.
Exactly.
And the mama just says it all just comes from Jesus. And like, look at what the Lord has done for us.
Right.
And if they need help paying their bills that month, we help them and all that. We want their Christmas to be perfect. We want there to yep. be a time. We want Christmas to be a prophetic appointment, a moedim, a consecrated time where we say this is special and this is between us and the Lord. And
right.
we help poor families do that, don't we?
Yes.
I mean,
we do.
And it's
every,
real.
Every day.
As a matter of fact, I actually met you at Christmas time. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was years ago. I don't remember. It was like,
is that the movie show?
Right on. Well, you had
movie.
Actually come to the church service
oh,
before
yeah, absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
And then after the whole service. And do you remember, man, we were short toys that year. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but Toys for Tots
brought a whole truckload,
yes.
a semi-trailer.
And it was on Christmas Eve. And I can remember, man, we went out that night and we went to people's homes who didn't know if we were going to be able to bring toys to them or not. And going to that, I remember there was one home in particular, and I'm not the one that actually did this. J.C. Ledbetter and my bride went there. And there was a mama, and it was a single mama, and we went to her little trailer house, and we pulled up with all these toys for all of our kids and then clothes for all of our kids. And then we had teams of people that cooked turkeys and baked hams mm-hmm. and gave her all that. And I can just remember just the impact that that made upon us to be able to help her because she was so grateful. And again, guys, listen, you answer the evil of poverty with goodness. And goodness is selflessness. Mm-hmm. Right on. Right. You just have to selflessly give. You have to do that. Well, listen, I only have 1 minute before the next break. These things go by fast, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So, but you guys drove all the way down there mm-hmm. and you got down. This is right after Hurricane Harvey has come through, and you got down there and you found a ministry that was helping people.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
We were actually driving around Houston looking for a ministry. We went to churches and they were all shut. The doors were shut. No one was there. We looked for shelters. My GPS wouldn't work on my phone. Oh. And so we couldn't really go anywhere. We couldn't figure out where we were going. Drove around for about an hour and then finally said, let's just head towards Galveston. We'll pass something. And
she had been calling me because right. we had supposed to have some connections with Barry down there.
Right.
But I said, just don't worry about it. Just go. God's going to give you a place.
Okay. Because we've already got ministries down there
yes.
and doing stuff. Well, listen, guys, I have less than 10 seconds. And whenever we get back, we'll talk about how miraculous this okay. is. My friends, you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. All right. I don't know. I just think it's cool to be able to play guitar and then preach the gospel. And like, well, that's a ZZ Top. It sure is. God bless them. I call them blessed in Jesus' name. I love me some Texas, man. Amen. I sure do. Guys, I want to welcome everybody back to our program. I'm Pastor Troy Brewer of Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And, man, I want to tell you, I'm in here with my good friend Lisa Oates and her husband, which, by the way, you guys just got married. Right on.
4 months.
4 months.
4 months. Have you guys been married 4 months mm-hmm. already?
Yes.
Married you guys down in Cancun.
Yes, sir.
You did.
Got married down there on the beach, and it was just beautiful. I was down there last week down there, and actually went right past that cove. I got to go swimming with whale sharks last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
That's cool.
Promise you, man. I'm a big time diver, and I love to dive. And I went right past y'all's cove that I married you on. I went, oh, guys, look, I married them right over there. Anyway, man, you just got back from Houston, so mm-hmm. tell me, so you took all, we took diapers, we took baby wipes, we took baby formula, and we took all that down there, and then tell me what happened.
Well, we got back on 45 and decided to head to Galveston and passed a church where we saw some trailers, and we were like, oh, okay, well, we'll remember that,
yep.
you know, what exit that is. We'll go ahead and go do what we need to do, and we'll come back and drop that stuff off.
Good.
Well, we exited. We got in on 33rd Street, and we're driving. We're about two blocks away from where we needed to be, and looked over, and there's this outreach in front. It was at a storefront. It was a little tiny place, and you couldn't even tell it was a church. I mean, it had the big windows in it and everything.
Yay.
Like a store.
Hallelujah.
And they were on the corner handing out clothes, cooking food.
So here's
awesome.
A little bitty tiny church.
I know.
Yes, it does.
Reminded me of us.
That does remind me of us, you know. But here's, you guys came across a little bitty tiny church that really didn't have nothing, but they're giving away the farm.
Right.
They're out there helping people and blessing people. They're actually feeding people,
yes.
right?
Yes, they were cooking.
Okay, and the pastor himself was actually cooking.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you know that pastor's name?
Frank Allen.
We bless Brother Frank Allen near Galveston, Texas, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do we remember the name of his church?
The church is A Cry for Salvation.
A Cry for Salvation Church. He has no idea he's on national radio right now because I've never personally met Pastor Frank. And I bless him and call him blessed. But we come across people that are of our tribe.
Right.
And this is a principle I would like to say of everybody that's listening to me. Listen, you don't need to go looking for ministry. You just need to have your heart set up on the kingdom and keep going after Jesus. And Jesus will have you come across the right people.
Mm-hmm.
He really and truly will. Now, when your heart is not up on Jesus, you come across the wrong people.
Right.
Amen. But whenever you're, you know, like, here's the deal. If you're not a kingdom person, and let's just say you're into smoking dope, you know what? You'll come across some primo dope smokers. I promise you. And for all of us that have come out of that background, we all know what it is that we're talking about. I'm telling you this, but man, if you'll get on track with the kingdom, mm-hmm. and if you'll be a kingdom person, and if you'll go after the heart of King Jesus, there's these divine appointments that you'll come across. In right relationship with God, Adam would stand in the garden, and Jesus would bring everything to him. And he'd say, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with that? He didn't have to go out looking for stuff. You don't look for stuff. You look for the kingdom, and then the Lord brings you stuff. That's why he says, and all these other things will be added to you. Right. Amen? So you come across Pastor Frank of A Cry for Salvation Church near Galveston, Texas, and he's out there feeding people. They're clothing people. Didn't they take on the daunting task of taking on so many kids a week or something?
Yes, right.
We went around the block and pulled in, and the first thing we said was, we have some diapers. We're from Fort Worth, and we brought diapers. And one of them said, oh, we just had somebody ask for diapers.
Yay.
So we go to unload the car, and he gets to talking about what he does. And Leanna and I both just looked at each other and went, oh, my word, he's our tribe. This is it. We've found our place.
Yes.
And but, yes, there's a middle school, and he was telling us about a block away, and he was telling us that the crime rate, theft rate, was really high in that neighborhood. The projects were right a block away from us.
Okay.
And he said he started feeding these kids after school, and the theft rate had dropped significantly.
Hallelujah.
In the neighborhood. And so these kids were hungry. They were stealing because they were hungry. Mm. And so they feed 700 meals a week.
My goodness. They feed
after school. They call it a snack to hold them over till mama gets home or whatever. But I saw one of their videos. I saw on Facebook the other day, and it was a hot dog and chips and a drink. So
good.
It was more than just a Twinkie.
Good.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Listen, there are so many ministries like that that we support, and so many ministries like that that we come across. And the reason why we come across them is because we're in the trenches with them.
Right.
Just because, you know, your ministry grows doesn't mean that you get to get out of the trenches. It means that you make a greater impact in the trenches.
Right.
And you can also bless those other fellow ministers that are in the trenches. And we came across Pastor Frank Allen, and he's down there making a great big difference. And any of you guys all over the world want to pray for him and pray for his ministry, it's A Cry for Salvation Church. The pastor's name is Frank Allen. If you want to call him, look him up near Galveston, Texas. Look him up. Say, we just heard you. It's going to blow his mind when he finds out that we talked about him on the radio. But, hey, we're in a position to do that. So let's do that. Let's lift up the body of Christ, and let's do that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're leaving bright and early in the morning, Pastor Jerry and myself and Barry and a few guys, we're going down there tomorrow in the morning.
Good.
To take him some stuff. And
what's the kind of stuff, man, that you're going to be taking?
Well, we're taking him a big fat check for one thing.
Yeah,
praise, you know, we get money around here. We just give it away.
We do give it away.
But we're taking him some food and diapers and some clothes and some things that they need down there.
Hallelujah. For all of my radio listeners listening all over the world, if you want to help us stand with the victims of Hurricane Harvey here in Texas, you need to know that we have boots on the ground. We have a specific ministry that addresses disaster relief in the midst of our orphanage ministry, and midst of saving girls out of sexual trafficking, in the midst of our food ministry, in the midst of our clothes ministry, in the midst of our homeless ministry, in the midst of our prison ministry, in the midst of our ministry to widows, to the elderly, and to children. In the midst of all that, we also have a ministry that actually addresses disaster relief. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can go to troybrewer.com, and there's a place on there, and you can support that. And I would encourage you, in fact, to double dog dare you, man, to be a great big part of that. Listen, I only have 1 minute left before we're finished up here, and then I go into the ending part of this. What would you say about how the body of Christ is standing up in the midst of the mess that's going on down there, and what's your heart about that, and how would you encourage people to be a part of that?
Well, there's kind of like dead silence.
Yeah, there was.
Well, you know, I want to make sure I say the right thing. So
you're going to say the right thing. It's okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, prayer, first of all.
Yep.
You know, just about
20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, just pray. And then step out of your box.
Amen.
You know,
good. That's
don't,
good, Lisa.
Don't be safe.
Good. Don't be safe.
You know, it wasn't safe for them.
That's right.
And, you know, they're still there. They need our help.
They need our help. All right, Lisa, I need you to listen to this. There it is. Can you hear that? Mm-hmm. Just say yes.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
Boom. All right, my friends. As you have been listening to Lisa Oates, who is with Spark Worldwide, and that's a sister ministry here at Open Door Ministries. And you've also been listening to Brother Les Oakes, who is our outreach pastor here at Open Door Church. And you also have been listening to me. My name's Troy Brewer, and I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. And listen, I want to encourage all you guys, man, to make a difference. I loved what Sister Lisa said. Do not play it safe. If you're playing it safe, it's because you're more interested in surviving than you are overcoming. Jesus Christ says, I will send out all my lambs as lambs among wolves. He is not going to send you into safe places. He's going to send you into glorious places. We serve a warrior God, and his name is King Jesus. And that's why we do so many crazy things all over the world. One of the cool things that I'm doing right now, and I need you to hear me say this. We have put together these bridge intervention teams in the nation of Nepal, and they are a team of five people. We actually employ them to man the bridge 24 hours a day that's crossing from Nepal over into the nation of India, where these guys are literally walking girls across and then selling them into sexual slavery. We have a team of people that has, we actually build a safe house. Then we have a team of people that stands on the bridge that profiles these people, gets in their grill and says, hey, who is this girl to you? And hey, honey, what are you doing? Oh, well, this guy's promised me a job. We stop there. We blow the whistle. The police come because there's always a police station right there. The police come. We apprehend the person who is actually stealing the little girl or about to traffic her. And then we get the girl alone. We talk to her and say, what's going on? And then we literally save her life. Guys, last month, in 1 month on two bridges, we were able to save 79 girls from going into a darkness that we cannot even describe. Not only that, we were able to pay for the prosecution of five sexual traffickers. If you would like to stand with me, go to troybrewer.com and stand with me in any financial way that you can. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. Bye-bye. Well, shalom, y'all. Hi, this is Troy Brewer. And in September of this year, Leanna and I, well, we're going to be going to Israel for Yom Kippur. And we would like to take any prayers that our friends have and put them in the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem during our visit. Now, this is a prophetic act that we know will initiate a powerful response from heaven. And Leanna and I are so excited to have the opportunity to do this. So please submit your prayer requests and thank you for allowing us to pray for you at the Wailing Wall. All you have to do is simply go to my website, which is troybrewer.com, and scroll down until you see the little tab that says Send Your Prayers to Israel. Simply push that and then type in your prayer request, and I'm going to print that out with thousands of others and take that to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, Israel, at the beginning of the new Jewish year. Shalom, y'all, and I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Go to troybrewer.com.